They say policy's being enacted today, but it's so cruel and so savage. Wipe being out a generation of young people, trying to eliminate public schools, eliminating healthcare, putting endless percentage of black and brown people in jail, destroying the environment. There's no public knowledge. There aren't people in the streets. There aren't people in the streets. There aren't people. You have to ask yourself, has this market mentality, is it so powerful and that it's become so normalized, so taken for granted, that the collective imagination has been so stunted that it becomes difficult to challenge it? And I think that leads me to despair somewhat. But I've always felt that in the face of the worst tyrannies, people resist. They're resisting now all over the world. And it seems to me history is open. I believe history is open. I don't believe that we have reached the finality of a system that is so destructive that all we have to do is look at the clock and say, 1 minute left. I don't believe in those kinds of metaphors. We have to acknowledge the realities that bear down on us. But it seems to me that if we really want to live in a world and be alive with compassion and justice, then we need educated people. We need a hope that recognizes the problems, that doesn't romanticize them, and also recognizes the need for a vision, for social organizations, for strategies. We need institutions that provide the formative culture that give it to us. That's why they're so savage. They're so savage because there's nothing to give up. They don't have to compromise. The power is so arrogant, so over the top, so unlike anything we have seen in terms of its anti-democratic practices, policies, modes of governance, and ideology. The 1%, that's why they're so savage. Thank you.